Cardiff.
Yeah, how are you? This is Patricia.
Hey, Patricia, how are you doing?
Fine, and you?
Good, good. I just got a text from you. Can you give me 1 second?
Yeah, that Carlos sent you a text. Yeah. It's a new client, a new...
Okay, give me 1 second. All right, perfect. So, give me 1 second here. Give me 1 second. All right, sorry about that. All right, so how can I help you out here?
Well, as I told you, Carlos sent you a text.
Yeah, I got it right now.
Okay, with a new...
For some reason, it's on my phone, but it doesn't... Oh, gotcha. So just, you know, the 858... Oh, for some reason, it does... That's cool. So you can text my phone. All right, so this is the polishing machine?
Yes.
Has he already given you a $15,000 to payment?
Let me ask Carlos. Carlos, do you have any news from the other people? Okay. What was the question again?
Have in notes a deposit? Has he already given you a deposit?
Sí, sí, te dio depósito. Este último. Oh, 15,000, yes.
He's already given that to you?
Yes.
Okay. I'll give him a call. Let me also just give you kind of a recap on the SNNA deal, the SID deal, the Sriram deal, okay?
The which one?
The Sriram deal, the guy, the Indian guy, Sri. Who's
yeah,
getting,
what happened?
So here's what's going on. He's a super, super nice guy. So I just want to give you a little feedback and kind of give you what I'm doing to help him out so you can understand the whole process. So right now, we do two loans products here. We do equipment loans. We also do capital loans, which is just cash. So a customer can come to me and say, hey, I want to buy a bridge saw. But they can also say, hey, look, I want to borrow $200,000 of cash to buy inventory. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you get phone calls with people trying to give you money, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is that in the it's called working capital. In the working capital industry, it's extremely not regulated. There's very few government rules. And so what's happening is that customers will get calls from people nonstop, and a lot of people just lie to customers. So they'll just tell customers, oh, I can give you a 10-year loan. Oh, I can give you a 5-year loan. I can do this. I can do that. And it's just lies. And the reason they do this is many people do this so their customer will apply because they're just trying to get a deal they're just trying to have someone apply because if they can apply, they can maybe make some money off them. So what happens is the average company, once they do this, they take the credit and they run it at like 10 different lenders. So they send a loan to Bank of Cardiff. They send a loan to Bank of America. They send a loan to this company and that company. So what's going on with Sri is he has some of these loans. They're not bad loans, but he's been contacted by a lot of people, and they're all calling him and just driving his credit score down. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
He's been very cooperative, by the way. He's given me everything I needed. So we got him approved. our approval for equipment is based on time in business, and it's also based on credit. So the challenge is that when we submitted his file, we thought he was the only owner. He is the only owner. Unfortunately, his wife was involved in the business, and he actually didn't become the owner on paper until 2015. So he hasn't been the owner on paper for 5 years, been on the paper for, you know, a year and a half. So he was really nice. He gave me his wife's information, and we're going to try to add her to the file. There's two things that will happen today. His wife, you know, he's been very honest. He's not like bullshitting me. I'm hoping that they're going to still use the same approval with his wife's information. There is a chance that it might get canceled, the approval, due to his wife's credit. However, if it doesn't get done now, it's going to get done in 2 months. Because in 2 months, because his credit won't be run anymore, his score will go back up, and we're going to revisit this. So I just wanted to let you know that today I'm going to find out whether we can use the approval now, but I talked to him. I was very detailed about this. There's a 50% chance it goes through today, no problems. There's a 50% chance that it doesn't go through, and we have to wait a month or two for his score to go back up, okay?
Yeah. Why they approve him in the first place?
They approved him, and then they came back for some conditions. So basically, they made an error. So we thought the application was $60,000. It's actually $80,000. But honestly, it's verification of time and business. So it's not like a bad thing, but he's not been the owner on paper for 5 years. He's been on the owner on paper for a year and a half. So he's been really cooperative. This is not the kind of deal where you want to twist someone's arm and say, hey, you better approve it. He knows the issues. He doesn't want anyone to lie to him. So he's been very cooperative. But it's basically, like, I'll give you an example. Do you own a home?
Yes.
All right. Do you own a home, I said?
If I what?
Do you own a home?
If I own a home? No.
Okay, but you're familiar with, like, a home loan, correct?
Yes, of course,
It's like you fill out a home loan application, and they say, how long have you owned your company? And you said, or how long have you worked at this company? You said, I worked at this company for 5 years. And then during the verification process, they say, three and a half ago. During the verification process, they call, they say, hey, how long has she worked here? And they go, well, she kind of worked here on the side for a year and a half, and now she's full-time for a year and a half. And the bank can always come back and say, oh, well, this doesn't match up. So it's not like a bad thing. He's not trying to trick anyone. It's just a complicated file. It's extremely complex.
Okay.
Now, okay, with this so guy, but we should know today. So give me 1 second. Yeah. So on this guy.
Which one?
The guy you just sent over. Is the equipment in stock that he wants to buy?
If it's in stock?
Yeah.
El equipment que él va a comprar está, ¿lo tenés o hay que pedirlo? El que mandaste hoy. ¿Hay que pedirlo o está acá? Oh, we have it in stock.
You do have it in stock?
Yeah.
Who do I call here? What's his phone number? I see a few numbers on the text message, so who should I call?
Yeah, I think el teléfono de él está en el... The same as the email. Email.
Oh, well, I didn't get this on my email. I just got this on my phone. I have a 786-229 number and a 772-215 number. So who do I call?
786-226-229 number.
229 number. All right, I'll call him right now. His name's David, correct?
Yeah, David Lopez?
No.
David.
Okay. Yeah, David Lopez, right?
Okay. Then we have here, I have write down, you have Wally, Mark, and Arkin, those cases too.
Who are they?
Working on it? The other customer.
Oh, so give me one second, please, sir. Hi, are you there with me?
Yes.
Mark sent over the bank statements, but he didn't send the application. He said he might not be able to do it today. So once he gets me the application, I'll let you know what I can do. The crane guys have not applied, and I'll know on Sri's deal today.
The Wally didn't apply, whatever you said?
Is that the person who's getting the crane?
Yeah, Wally.
I did Wally not receive their application. I spoke to someone there, but I never received the application.
Okay. All right. And Arking?
I don't know who that is.
Dice que este no sabe quién es. Is the guy from Atlanta, Georgia?
I mean, text me his number, I'll call him, I don't know who that is.
Dice que no sabe quién es. Okay, he's going to resend you the email.
Okay, yes, so, do me a favor, I mean, send me the email, send me a text on both, so I'll get it. I mean, I get your text all the time.
Oh, the text is better?
I mean, you send it to both, because I did not see an email with someone from Georgia. So please send it to me so I can get on.
Oh, okay. I send it back to you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.